The Real Clear Politics average finds 43% of Americans currently approve of the job President Trump is doing. 53% disapprove. Since right after he became president, Trump has been underwater in the average of polls. But recently, his approval rating among young white men without a college degree has been rising. It's up 22 points in the last 2 years, according to the polling data firm Civics. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
And first of all, just lay out what this polling firm found about young white men without a college degree.
Yeah. So Donald Trump's average approval rating right now is about 42%. 6 months ago, it was about 42%. And 6 months before that, it was about 42%. So the top line numbers do not seem to be moving very much. But I was curious to know, all right, what happens if you dig one level deeper, particularly among young people? So as you said, I used this tool, Civics. It's a polling group that's a part of Coast Media, the liberal media company. It's an online poll that polls about 400 people every day. And I discovered that among young white men without a college degree, Trump's net approval rate has increased by a lot, about 20 points since early last year. So then I went one level deeper. I looked at young white men who are independents, who describe themselves as neither Democrats or Republicans, and their net approval of Trump has increased by 40 points since April of last year. So to make sure that this was real, I called up Drew Linzer, the head of the polling tool. He's a professor of political science at Emory University. And he told me, yes, the technology does allow for precisely this sort of close look at subgroups. And he runs external validation tests just to make sure that the polling data isn't an outlier.
And
so this is real.
So let's talk about some of your theories about what is happening here. First, you say this is about the labor market.
Yeah. So wages are rising, and they're actually rising fastest among low-income workers. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe people who are working in manufacturing and construction, they're benefiting from a tight labor market, maybe from new minimum wage laws, particularly actually if you're working in sort of a service industry like fast food or retail. So if you're looking at this group, young men with no college degree, well, you're looking at a group that might be benefiting from the best part of the Trump economy, really the best part of the Trump economy and the late Obama economy, which is wage growth at the bottom level. And maybe they're associating increasingly that wage growth with approval for the president.
You also say that this has something to do with how conservative groups are using the internet. What do you mean?
Well, I think that when you're looking at changes in attitudes toward the president, you should look at economics first, but you should definitely also look at culture. And right now, I think we're in a period where you have this backlash on the right, particularly on the right that is really, really integrated into digital media, this reaction against PC culture, politically correct culture that seems to have sort of accelerated since the Kavanaugh hearings. I read a lot of articles every single day about algorithmic nudging on Facebook and YouTube and even Instagram, where people who log on, who are looking for, say, movie trailers, 4 or 5 clicks in will realize that they're looking at some alt-right or far-right video that might have a conspiracy theory about the PC police of America. So I do think that in addition to the possible economic explanation, it's really important to also look at the fact that young white men, particularly without a college education, might be logging on to digital platforms and exposing themselves to media, alt-right media, that is making them more and more favorable toward the president.
Now, this also goes on the idea that the economy is the most important issue, which many pollsters will say it is the most important issue to most voters. But there are so many other things going on right now, the opioid crisis, immigration, et cetera. What are you seeing about what issues are most important to this group of people, young white men without a college degree?
That's a difficult question to answer because it's such a diverse group of people in terms of the interests that they might have. You know, if some of them are working in states where there's a lot of jobs available to them, then they are then economics sort of might be less important as a fear. But I think it's really important to point out both the opioid issue and the immigration issue. I'm really curious. I'd be really curious to know. I think Civics is about to overlay the data they do have with state data, and I'd be really interested to see whether or not immigration is more salient for this group, for young white men without a college degree in, say, border states. Are they more paying more attention to the immigration issue and therefore leaning more toward Trump as they feel like the Democratic Party is abandoning them on that issue specifically?
That is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, and we will, as always, link you to his work at our website, hereandnow.org. Derek, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.